7:04. Is there anybody in the audience who would like to give the invocation this evening? Seeing no one, Mr. Flowers, will you? And Jessica Shoemaker will be doing the flag salute.
The gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you, Lord God, for another day. We thank you, praise the Lord God, that our board, we went on this board conference, Lord God, and we brought us back safe and sound, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, continue to have your way in each and every one of our lives. Use this board for your glory. To lead and guide us, Lord God, in the way that you want us to go. Lord God, we pray for this district as a whole. Lord God, we pray for our community as a whole. And Lord God, we pray for our students, Lord God. Lead and guide them down the path of righteousness and in the way you want them to go. Lead them, Lord God. Keep our heads around them all the days of their life. We love you and praise you. In that name we pray. Amen.
Please join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please. Here.
Here.
Mr. Flowers? Here.
Here.
We have nothing to report out from closed session this evening. That brings us to the presentations. Dr. Hinman.
Thank you, President Paulus. We're very excited this evening for our recognitions. We're first going to start with the Measure ES Bond Committee. It seems like we had to be under the veil so much because of mixing, you know, politics with the election. We had to be so quiet. So it's actually nice to be able to express ourselves a little bit and say thank you to those that worked so hard. I'm going to start with Lou, but I'm going to have you wait just a minute because I'm going to kind of go through here just a little bit. So my challenge as superintendent, my first challenge was to really learn my can and can'ts in the world of politics, and I know a couple of the board members were very helpful with me in that process. But we really need to find a chair for our Measure ES Bond Committee. And again, one of the things we had to look at was the fine line of politics. So many of the people that we looked at in the city, they had strong connections with certain group of supporters, but maybe not as much with another contingency. And that contingency might have a strong person to go out and help us, but maybe not as strong across the other contingency. So my charge was try to find somebody who could split the divide, speak to everybody, represent everybody, and represent you, the board, and pushing Measure ES forward. We were very blessed, and I will use that word. We were very blessed in Luann Arredondo agreeing to take that role. So Lou, I'd gotten to know her over the last year. Sweetest, nicest woman. Always, you know, would always greet me at all the functions we went to. You know, hello, Charles. Nice to see you. And so I saw her across these divides and various people throughout the city. And I asked her, you know, Lou, would you be willing to chair Measure ES? And she said, yes, Charles, I will chair. I said, great. And then so we put the committee together. Brad Manning, who's not here this evening, but he was a force. Wherever I went, I saw Brad Manning. We had one of our board members, Michael Flowers, was part of that board, always in his personal time, although as a board member you could participate. And another unsung hero, which is not on our list, Dr. Coghlan was also there as an advisor to the committee, always answering any questions that he could do. So I thought it would be this kind of quiet, you know, movement, saying some stuff. Little did I know Luann Arredondo is like Patton. You're hearing a lot about generals right now. And she was like the general, the driver behind this thing. And she went out and she got us a facility to make phone calls. She got recruits to come. She got a phone company to come in and basically charge us $2 a phone to unlimited calls. But if you didn't show up and you were on the list, boy, she was on you because, you know, you needed to be there, needed to walk the precincts. And the last story I'll tell, because I could do this for a while. You know, we did, you know, you as a board, you really did take on some risk. Because, as you know, when our survey came back, it was anywhere from 55, this is what you needed on the low end, 58 on the high end. And you had some advisors saying, maybe this isn't the time. Well, I shared that with Lou, and she goes, we're getting 75%. I go, well, you know, I appreciate that, Lou, but the surveys kind of shows, oh, no, we're getting 75%. So, okay. although I don't think we got quite 75%, I think we got 74-point change. So phenomenal work.
I would call that
And I also, before I have Lou come up, I also want to talk a little bit about John Shoemaker. So, you know, I asked John early on, would he feel comfortable being part of the committee? He goes, nah, because you know what? No. I go, oh, man. So he goes, but I'll tell you what. He goes, I will help. I'm just going to watch and I'm going to help guide. I've run a few elections in my day, and I kind of have a grasp for West Covina. And I will tell you, one of the things I learned about this board and some of the people in the audience is you truly do know West Covina. When outsiders come in and try to advise you, at first I was a little checked at the cynicism of, why aren't you listening to these learned people who know how to do these races and advertise and bonds? And look, we live here. We've done this. We know how to do it. So while John was not a member of the official committee, he was like the whisperer. And anytime that, you know, before you do that, buy those placards, you might want to check, you know, Bill's placard shop down on Main, because I know we can get a much better price there. And, you know, before you send out that mailer, maybe you might want to change some of the faces on the mailer to better represent, you know, what is West Covina and so on and so forth. So he was, you know, a phenomenal supporter of ours and a phenomenal advisor, and it would have been a crime not to recognize him, even though he wasn't technically on the committee. So with that being said, and before I turn it over to Lou, I just really, really want to give you guys a standing ovation for the great work that you did. So thank you so much. So I prepped Ms. Arredondo to come up and say
sir,
a couple words.
May I say something?
Oh, yeah, please.
Luann Arredondo. That's a pit bull, man, let me tell you. Girl, she was popping the wood. That's little Caesar right there. That's, I mean, she was able to get us a building that didn't cost us a dime.
Yeah.
She was able to save money on this and on that. When the district hired Allen, boy, she was on him like white on rice. She even saved us money on him. So we was able, you know, a lot of money we saved, we were able to give money back that we have to ditch to scholarships for our students. That's the thing about it. The money we had left over, all going to scholarships and things for our students. So, you know, that's what a blessing that is. You know, not only that, but it's coming back to our students. So, and Mr. Shoemaker, man, he's talking about the demographics on the fit, man. John didn't play either. And thank you, Mr. Shoemaker, for what you're doing. You really helped guide us along the way to help get this thing on the measured ballot the way it is. And I appreciate it personally, as, you know, seeing what you did in the background with no one, you know, and we thank you for it. And Lou, and Ken Manning, he's not here tonight. Man, you know, we was at every meeting, he was just, I don't know, it was awesome. And last but not least, Mr. Rob. He was there almost every night. I mean, every night. If he had to teach, he was there. He was there walking every Saturday, every Sunday, he was there. And I just like to, you know, as a board member, man, you're awesome. I knew you was a good man, but now you took a step up for me, and I appreciate it. That's it for me. Thank you guys for what you're doing. Now, 74%, that's great.
Yes.
And, you know, and I, even though I was with the committee, you know, me, I represent the board. So then, you know, so I was out there for the board. I don't need the recognition because I worked. This is the board. We did this. So I like to give our board credit for this. Really, I really mean it from my heart. It's our board because we the one made, you know, put it. We decided to put ourselves on the line for this. So, and I like to thank my board president for putting it out there so we can. I like to give you a standing ovation. Thank you guys. Thank you guys.
Okay. So, Ms. Arredondo, would you like to share a few words?
No, poor Alan.
Mike is a talker, and there were times that I would have to like, don't talk so much, just get to say yes and move on. and he was always really good, really positive, and any time he was available to me, I thought that was great. Eileen came out and helped walk, so I want to thank you for that. I know the rest of the board supported us, so I do want to thank all of you. I do want to bring up John, because John would take my calls sometimes at 11 o'clock at night. I have to text her, are you awake? I swear 5 minutes, which inevitably would turn to like 20 or 30. So I do appreciate all of his help. He was invaluable. We did take bets before the measure started, and people did come in at like 55, 58. My first shot was 80%. And then I thought, okay, maybe that is a little too aggressive. And so I did settle on 75. So I will take 74.97. Okay.
Are you glad it's over? Take a break.
I am glad that the work part of it is over, but I really liked to see just the whole community come out and support us. We had faculty, we had staff, we had administrators, we had the parents come out and help us. So it was just really nice to see our community come together for something that's really important.
Yes.
Thank you. We'd like to do a photo. So, John, if you could come up, and Michael, and Rob, and President Polis, and myself, we have a little photo op.
Thank you.
Yes, I did. We recently went to CSBA, and it was so exciting to see the support we had on the bond in comparison to other districts across the state. Now, granted, most everyone's bond passed across the state, but there was varying levels of support from staff. There were some superintendents who said, I'm doing nothing. Mm-hmm. There was other superintendents that were available to educate the public. And there was staff available to, again, educate the public. And then you had districts that were in between. And so when people heard the support that we had, that community organizations came out, that the schools came out, that parents were phone banking and walking precincts, I was so proud of West Covina and the bond committee and our staff here and the support, especially when those poor districts that had no support and board members had to take the bond on completely by themselves. And I thought it was just locally, because I do know of one district locally, but no, there actually were a few across the state. So I wanted to say thank you so much, Luann, because it is a large undertaking and how you just pulled the community together. And to Dr. Coghlan, who was just, I felt like the sage of this bond work here, and our biggest cheerleader here who said, come on, let's do it, let's do it. I had one funny story that I shared with Luann. I walked my precinct, and as you all know, I also worked the precinct on the day of election. So I had many of the voters walk in and go, hey, didn't I see that?
I can't talk to you about it.
That's right.
And I said, I can't say anything. Just please vote. Please vote. So that was really funny, and I shared that story with Luann. But I wanted to say thank you so much. The other nice thing that I heard, too, from staff as well as parents is that working on the bond issue was fun. They said it gave them a chance to not think about school, not think about work, but to laugh and to make those phone calls and to get to know the staff. I had some parents tell me, you know, I got to know the principal and the staff on a more personal level. And one of the parents, one of the first nights, actually hand-delivered a lawn sign to my front yard and put it on for me. I was like, holy cow, Christmas morning, I got my first, you know, lawn sign. That's how much fun they had. They wanted to go out and put out more lawn signs. So I wanted to say thank you, because the environment was a very good and supportive environment, and people enjoyed themselves. So thank you so much, Luann, Ms. Arredondo. You did a fabulous job, and I'm with you. I'll take the 75% as well. I think that was pretty darn incredible. Rounding up is okay.
And we need to say thank you from the students, because they're going to benefit from it. And I know that all of you care about students, and that's why you did this. And when the students come up to me and they're really excited about what's going to happen at their school and when, and I really, some of them are young, and to think, did they really even notice? But they must have had someone knock on their door or heard their phone calls, because they're waiting. And now we have the hard work to actually start it, but because there's such a positive spin on it because of the committee, I think it's going to be easier to start making these hard decisions, like where do we start, where do we go, because people are excited, and it's because all of you put such a positive spin on it and got all of the right people involved. So thank you so much. I appreciate all of you done, and we know how hard elections are, and to actually run a campaign is phenomenal, just to do it for the goodness of the children. So thank you. Was there anybody else? Mr. Flowers.
Yes, the conference this week was really a nice conference.
We have one more thing before we have our...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm jumping ahead.
Dr. Hinman.
Thank you, President Polis. I'm going to go backwards so I can go forward, because I want to commend the board in having the foresight to understand that things just don't move quickly in this business. And I'll go back... I want to thank the board for recognizing staff and principals, but early into last year, you approved our principals and upper management being part of the philanthropic groups in the city and starting to go out and build those relationships. And Trustee Miranda Jimenez, you had mentioned that it gave them the opportunity to educate, not advocate, what you're trying to do and your goals. And then, of course, when the bond came along, that was a perfect opportunity to educate, not advocate, and we're already intermingled in our community, which I think was real positive. Mm-hmm. So now moving forward, so another thing that you set in motion over 2 years ago was building a K-12 IB continuum. That is, again, not a process that happens just overnight, and we're not quite there, but we are at a celebration point this evening. The idea is that at some point we will be able to advertise being one of the only continuous K-12 IB continuum in the state of California. To do that, of course, we have to have the PYP program, primary years program for the elementary, MYP, middle years program, and then the DP program, which is the diploma program at the high school level. And we're getting very close. Well, one of the biggest advocates for that is Jeannie Barong. And Jeannie was one of the key IB teachers when I first started 2 years ago, and with consulting with the board, it was determined that we really needed to bring her out of the classroom and start kind of helping this K-12 continuum process, which she really did. And I want to commend her, because just because you clearly understand the DP program doesn't necessarily mean you're an expert at the MYP or the PYP, so she had to do a significant amount of training to do that. Well, recently we had an opportunity to come along, which is really, I believe, going to help put us on the map. The California World Schools Board, which is CAUSE, which is the California IB Board, if you will, that helps make decisions for the state of California. They're the first ones to understand any funding that comes through. They're the first ones to get notification of training models. And it's, you know, basically, I hate to use the word elite, but it is the primary informational source from the state of California. Well, there was a position opened up, and it was Secretary of CAUSE. I just serendipitously happened to know the outgoing Secretary of CAUSE, and I talked to her about possibly having Jeannie replace her when the time came. And I thought it would be, again, so you passed the torch. It wasn't like that. They said, yes, we'll consider her. We'll look at her resume, and we will have the discussions. Well, so Jeannie went through the process, and to make a long story short, Jeannie Barong has been named Secretary of the California World Schools Board, representing the West Covina Unified School District in the state of California. Wow. Jeannie, congratulations. Well, I have asked Jeannie to give us, the board, just a brief update on kind of where we are in our K-12 continuum process, and then we'd like to recognize you with the certificate.
Wow.
So when I became authorized to teach IB English, I had to know my subject guide backwards and forward. And I helped pick out the curriculum. And we looked at the whole school. But our PYP teachers, their coordinators, their principals, and the MYP faculty are really starting from scratch. And it's tough work. It's hard work, but it's also really exciting work. Because if there's one thing, there are a lot of things that make me proud to be an IBM.
teachers know what children need. And so this is a really exciting time for these educators who are getting, they're getting to design their dream curriculum. Mm. So I want to thank you because you made that possible and you trusted them and they feel that support. And so in spring we'll be having our authorization visits for the PYP. The middle years program takes a little bit longer to get authorized. So depending on when their consultant, Linda, who reminds me, just terrific, but she reminds me of, if any of you watch Downton Abbey, she reminds me of the Dowager Countess.
Yes.
She told everybody to all of the rules and regulations. So depending on when Linda decides they can say that they started, they'll be applying probably next year, early next year. So we're on track. We're in a good place.
Very good.
You know, IB is very strict on you cannot advertise a PYP or an IB school until you've been accredited. So it's like, you know, it's like a bull in a china closet. I just cannot wait until that day that we can start telling the world that, you know, we have this continuum. So.
And we want you to pass on to the teachers a special thank you for all the extra work that they had to put into it. And it's one thing to feel trusted, but to have, that's a lot of responsibility, and for them to step up and do that. So that's amazing. So if you could pass that on to them, we really appreciate all you do and all they do to make this successful for children. So thank you.
Thank you.
The, should we take a little break or? Okay. We're going to move on to the hearing session. Is there anything anyone would like to speak about tonight? Mr. Flowers, I know that you had something.
Yes. Oh, okay. First and foremost, I'd just like to thank the board. We went out this weekend to the board conference in Frisco, and what a wonderful afternoon, what a wonderful few days it was. Very informative. It was just really, really nice. I even thought about my trustee, Maneras. I ran across some things that I brought him back that he wasn't able to go, you know, new policies and things that's going on. So I thought about him while I was out there. Also, I just like to let the public know before we go any further, if anyone want to leave, that tomorrow morning, our Rotary Department, which I'm president of, the Sunrise Rotary, is we giving away shoes and socks tomorrow morning in the mall at Payless at 8:30. We give them 200 pairs of shoes and socks to 200 of our most needy school kids in our district. So I would like to invite you guys out of what a wonderful occasion it is, what a wonderful time it is. We're going to have one of our Rotarians, he's an Inglewood police officer. He's going to bring backpacks and balls and basketballs also. So tomorrow morning at the mall, 8:30, on the north side of the mall, like you guys come out and just, you know, help us with give away shoes and socks. I'd like to invite the board to come out. I know Dr. Timmy and one of our Rotarians, Miss Denise, she's going to be there. And I'd like to invite the board out tomorrow. If you're not doing it, come be a part of what we're doing tomorrow for our students in our districts. You know, so some of these kids, they only get one pair of shoes in the beginning of the year, and when they get them at that time of year for Christmas in the next year, they're so excited. I remember one time a kid asked us, can she get a pair of kids' shoes for her mother? And we asked her why. She said her mother was going on a date and she wanted a daddy. Oh. Mm. You know, so, you know, it was very emotional. And, of course, you know, we let her do it, you know. So, you know, it just, you know, you just never know what you'll run across while you're doing it. And it's a proud moment for me as being president of the rodeo. It's been an exciting thing for me, you know. So come out tomorrow morning, 8:30, in the mall. Be there or be square. Love to see you guys there.
Mr. Eileen Jimenez, Miranda Jimenez.
Okay. All right. First, there's been a very busy time since our last meeting. I want to congratulate San Jose. They got a blue ribbon this year, which is, as we all know, very difficult to do. We've gotten a few in our district in the past, and I want to thank staff for being there. I know we had Ms. Lessiger there and Dr. Hinman was there, and he spoke, as did outgoing Mayor Toma. And it was, the excitement was, they did such a good job, and the kids were so excited, and it was a big honor for them. So I want to, again, thank the staff for the support. West Covina High School, the Renaissance Rally was just completely off the chart. Very spirited rally celebrating student success and academic success. So congratulations to West Covina. I want to say that one of the poignant moments of the rally was when they showed the audience the videos of the teachers, a few teachers, thanking students and detailing the impact that they made on them. And the students had no idea. So to see that very personal, deeply felt reaction was wonderful. And again, the Renaissance Rally is about student success and academic success. So to see the teachers thank the students, and the students, so many of them sat there and said, "Hi, Crystal." Really? Me? And then the tears were flowing. And I was told that, and I have to look for it on the website. Is it on the website? That they also did it in reverse. They had students thanking teachers, and they had no idea. And it was all filmed. So I want to say that was probably the highlight in addition to all the performances. But that was a really touching moment. West Covina Beautiful Fashion Show. Thank you so much, Ms. Knudsen, for trying to work hard to get some teachers there. Unfortunately, we didn't get any. But we did have a full table. We had the docents from Hearst Ranch. So that was really good. And it was very successful. It was sold out. So the good news is West Covina Beautiful is donating the $2,500 to cover our last Garden Gourmet class. So all eight classes are fully funded. So we're really, really excited about that. For the Mount SAC Bond Committee, I just wanted to report very quickly. I try to keep you all up to date as to what's going on there. I took a tour of the campus, and boy, did I not realize how large Mount SAC is. You know, you see it from the street, but to actually get in the golf cart and go from one end of the campus to the other is amazing. It is a very, very large property. Being that our bond just recently passed, they are 2 years ahead of schedule working on getting it onto the next election, which will be the governor's election. One of the things that was poignant that that really struck me is that it takes 8 to 10 years to get a building erected. So how does that mean you're servicing the community and the students, especially when you're thinking about jobs? And so it isn't just about the committee work and identifying where do you want the district, excuse me, Mount SAC to go, but it's, you're also trying to stay relevant in terms of job training. And how do you do that if it takes 10 years to build a building? And they said that a lot of it is the approvals from the state. That's what holds it up. It takes years for them, more so than a school district. And so that's why Dr. Scoggins has learned that better to go 2 years out, get the bond on, and be shovel ready, because it is going to take so long. So I wanted to pass that along to all of you. I had no idea. That was very eye-opening for me. The other thing when we took the tour, some of the challenges you're looking at being relevant for job training. If you're going to pass a bond, then how do you make the curriculum relevant to the community that you serve or the jobs that are coming into your community? Another example of not having good foresight, and that's why Dr. Scoggins has worked very hard, is two bonds ago, they built a performing arts center. But they only built it to accommodate 400 people. But yet, at that time, Mount SAC was servicing 35,000 students. So to build a 400-seat performing arts center was really a waste of funds, because now they're looking at building at least a 1,500-seat performing arts center, and they're servicing 55,000 students. So it really spoke to me in terms of being very careful and thoughtful about what we're building and how it's being utilized and who it's serving, so that you don't have that waste of funding. It's a beautiful performing arts center, but it only holds 400 people. So every time they have performances, they have to have multiple for 2 weekends in a row because they can't service the whole community. Some of the other things, too, I was so proud, as we spoke of with our bond committee, is that there's a good school district to community partnership, and that's what they're trying to do with this bond committee, because they had such challenges with servicing the students through their parking lot. They've had Walnut residents push back on them, and they showed me where they were going to put the parking lot in, how beautiful it was going to be, or even solar panels, to put up solar panels that are going to benefit the school, that are not even going to be seen by the public, but yet they have community residents that are angry about this and don't want this to go up. So again, it spoke to me about those community partnerships and how important it is. So thank you for having that leadership and helping us to see that we need to have those really important partnerships in place, so you don't have that pushback when you need it. So as I continue to learn, I will share. Your potluck on Thursday, unfortunately, I won't be there next week, so I'm sorry, everybody. I will be on a plane to Hawaii. So have a great potluck. I wanted to say I'm sorry. CSBA was amazing. Such a good conference. I'm happy to say that I am on the nominating committee for CSBA for this coming new year. So that'll be exciting, because that helps to take a look at our succession pathway for president. So I will be a part of that, as well as West Covina will have representation again on the planning committee. I might invite Dr. Dyson back, since you all chose him and wanted him.
Oh my. Wouldn't he be wonderful?
Yeah.
I loved him.
Oh, my.
So I will be on the planning committee. I sat in. I really made a concerted effort, and thank you, Dr. Coghlan, who sat next to me in one of the building workshops. And helped me to see how things were relevant to West Covina. So that was really important, being that we're going to go for a bond. So I sat in on two different workshops so that I could really, this is new to me, so I wanted to learn about construction. One of the things that was talked about in our workshop, and then again was reiterated in the second workshop that I went to, is that because school districts up and down the state of California were successful in passing bonds, as well as the state of California getting the $9 billion bond, it is going to create an unfortunate backlog for us. And so they cautioned us and said, if you are not shovel ready right now, you are going to be looking at not only delays, because there's only so many architecture firms, there's only so many construction firms, there's only so many subcontractors, there's only so much material. They said, in addition to that, you may be looking at cost increases. And that's really unfortunate, because we're serving students and we want to expand our money. So, again, those are things that I didn't even – that wasn't even on my radar, but they pointed out to – if and luckily we live in L.A. County, so we at least have services, but for small communities, they told them, you're probably going to wait 4 to 5 years before you can even get your project started. So I'm grateful that we're in L.A. County, but those are things that we have to be mindful of. And the other thing was, as you always say, right, move slow to move fast. And they said, be very thoughtful about your planning, which, again, sent me back to Mount SAC. And when I sat there and said, yes, they're planning. So I'm glad that we are going to take the slow to move quickly, to plan well. And it, you know, hopefully won't cause us too many costs, where it might, the cost might go up a little more than we anticipated, but better to do it right the first time. So, excellent conference. Thank you, everyone.
Anyone else? I wanted just to say how much I appreciate everything that we're doing for foster care students. The foster care homeless center is now open, and they're helping students with homework on Mondays and Thursdays. And I'm sure that as people become aware of that, they'll utilize it more and more. They're doing their first workshop for foster care parents. It's a six-week course, 2 hours a week. Parents will receive credit for towards their, you need to put so many hours in to keep your license up, and you'll get 12 hours of credit for your six-week course. You'll end up with a certificate, and they offer child care. There were, for our first workshop, I think it's awesome, there were 11 families that were represented there. And all but one's primary language was Spanish. So we're really, they were so excited about this. And when the presenter was talking, he talked about, in general, what's happening with foster care students throughout LA County. And that wasn't true for us. We have a foster care liaison at every single school site, who is starting to get to know our foster care, the children that are in foster care in their schools. And sometimes, you know, we're so excited about the LCAP and what we're doing, I didn't realize how far ahead we were of other people when he started talking about, oh, well, they might have one foster care liaison for the whole district, and that person's not properly trained. I'm like, oh, that's really sad. But I'm so grateful for the work that all of you've put in to make a difference for our at-risk population. And it's not just a box for us to check off. I can tell everyone I've come into contact, it really cares. And then I also wanted to talk about the special education. Each school is also going to have a parent liaison. And so hopefully two, but they'll start out with one and then hopefully two liaisons at each school. So then if parents are having difficulty and they might feel uncomfortable maybe going to administration because they're not sure if even what their concern is even, they just want to talk to someone. So they're training parents right now at each of our schools. So these are two issues that are very important to me, and to see it come so far, and it seemed like it was taking forever, but now to see it, see how quickly it happened and what a difference we're already making for students, I'm really excited about that. And when I went to the foster care at CSBA, and we're already implementing everything they're suggesting. So I thought we could have made this presentation and really showed people, you know, this is how it, you know, took a while, a year. We wrote it in our LCAP, started talking about it 2 years ago. Then we started trying to build it. And in 2 years, we're actually doing these things. So I'm really excited and blessed to have the staff that we have that are making a difference.
Did you submit for a workshop?
Yeah.
It's in March.
Did you let them know that we were doing it? Mention it?
Yeah, and then I had some questions that I would like to see addressed, so maybe they can the professionals. So, and I appreciate all the effort that the committee put into the work, and I know Ms. Eileen was actually part of that committee of putting the conference together, Dr. Hinman. So thank you. Yes.
I followed her lead.
Yes. So thank you.
Thank you for Dr. Tyson.
Ms. Shoemaker.
You know, originally I wasn't going to say much about the CSBA conference. And I do appreciate that this year there were a few very informative sessions. And I just have to say it kind of bothers me to hear jokes about Dyson. Because he was a general session speaker that a lot of the audience got up and walked out on. I found it especially offensive when he decided to talk in his white person voice. So I don't want to hear jokes about him coming back. I hope a strong message goes from us to CSBA that type of speaker is not acceptable to us.
and that CSBA, even in some of their sessions, remembers that they are representative of their member agencies who may not agree with their personal beliefs when it comes to politics. And these sessions and conferences are supposed to educate board members on policy and how to do things correctly, and that we don't accept what we saw this time. And that the sessions, such as the one that you just proposed, would be great, are the sessions we're looking for. The sessions that tell us about special ed cases that could have grave impact to our, you know, general accounts and how we run special education. That's what we want to hear about. We want to know what could impact our budgeting. I don't want to hear personal beliefs on President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. I want to hear, okay, this is who they picked up as the education secretary. This is what impact may have on education based on it. Not that they can't even spell her name correctly. And so, you know, I was going to stay quiet about it and just make a side note to you, Superintendent Himen, because I know you're on the planning committee, and Ms. Miranda Jimenez, I know you're very involved. And Ms. Polis, you along with Ms. Miranda Jimenez are delegates. And mm-hmm. I just think that we as leaders need to send a message that if a white person had been on that stage in front of elected officials in this state and used a Hispanic voice or a stereotypical African-American voice, nobody in that room would have stood up for it. And it's not acceptable the other way. So that's all I have to say.
Okay. After that, are you ready, student board members?
Okay. Good evening, members of the board, Madam President, Dr. Himen, and community. So last month, our Interact Club collected 4,722 cans in our annual canned food drive, and that's an all-time high for our high school, so we're very happy about that. Our Renaissance Collegiate Rally went very well, and many students were recognized, and that video was very, we heard a lot of good feedback on that. And our choral department had a successful winter concert last Thursday evening. And last Friday, our boys basketball played our crosstown rival South Hills. And while our JV team took the win in overtime, our boys varsity team came out short by 2 points. So it was very intense and it was a good game, but we're a little sad about it. And today our girls are playing South Hills right now. So we'll see the results. And our school is currently in our Winter Wonderland Spirit Week. So it's an annual event every year that we do before the finals week to get our Bulldogs in the holiday spirit. And so we have a wishing tree in which students can make wishes for other students. So, and also our ASB does our best to fulfill them. And we have holiday themed spirit days, lunchtime performances, and giveaways. And then this week we're also celebrating Taylor Valenzuela for being named the SDV Tribune Athlete of the Year for her involvement in tennis. And we look forward to finishing the semester strong as a Bulldog family. Thank you.
I have one question on the action.
She will, and we'll be bringing her to a board meeting, too.
Is her daughter, her sister, the one who was 4 years ago, she was Player of the Year, and she went to also, do you know?
Fullerton, I think?
Yeah. Okay, so, great.
Yeah.
Good evening, board members, Superintendent Hinman, cabinet members, and the community. College application season is slowly coming to an end, with mostly all seniors finished or concluding the college process through the common application for private schools. Our teachers and counselors helped us along the way, answering any of our questions and reviewing our application before they were sent. On another note, our band and holiday concert will be tomorrow, and our dance programs, Winter Showcase, will be on Thursday at 7 p.m. in the gym. I invite and welcome the community and the board to please come and support our arts programs and have a wonderful time seeing the hard work that we have done during the year. The Anti-Bullying Club Safe Haven will be doing a toy drive for the orphans in the community from December 12th through the 19th. We invite the community to please support and donate unwrapped toys to this cause and put a smile in these children's faces. One of my fellow peers, Anali Torres, recently got her notice of acceptance to Harvard University.
Wow.
She just got it today.
Wow.
We are so proud for her accomplishments, and tomorrow we'll hear about it all over the school. And we wish her the best. And lastly, we will be having a Spirit Week during finals to end the year off with Edgewood Spirit. On behalf of the student body and myself, we wish you all a happy holiday and a happy new year.
Thank you. Is there anyone who would like to address the address the board at this time? Are there any blue cards? Oh, I skipped you guys. Dr. Hinman.
Thank you, President Polis. I don't think we have a lot, but let's run through the list here. Mr. Seaman?
I don't have a report tonight.
Dr. Coghlan?
Well, I have a few things I'd like to say.
Sorry. I didn't mean to set you up.
Just really quickly, I do want to publicly thank staff, the administrators, the teachers, the CSEA people that came out to help with the bond, Measure ES, with the phone banking and the precinct walks. Ms. Arredondo, Lou left. I want to thank her. She was the glue that kept us together. Mr. Shoemaker, thank you. I've done three of these, but you are the Carl Rove of West Covina. And I do want to thank you for giving us kind of the catchphrase of, we need your help. And that's really what it was about. We need your help, West Covina, and they did. They came out and helped. Trustee Flowers, thank you. Thank you for making it fun. That's why I went every night, because you were there. I wanted to be with you. Thank you, Dr. Hinman, for this opportunity. I just want to say a real fast story. It was the day before the election, and we were driving back from lunch, and we saw the yes on ES signs, and Dr. Hinman says, you know, Rob, it's really too bad your job is riding on this, because you did a great job. You did a great job on this campaign. And so that was my motivation there. But I do want to thank everybody that came out and helped.
That's only half true, by the way. Ms. Knutson.
Yeah, I just wanted to share with the board. The Water Board put out grants this year, and every one of our schools applied. And to date, we've received 5 of the grants. And I think some of the notifications are still rolling in, so we're really excited about that. They range anywhere from $400 to $800. They were submitted by specific teachers. And we'll bring back to you at a later time what those projects look like. But I know the teachers are really excited, we're excited to have that opportunity to work with the community. And they've been really supportive of West Covina. So we just wanted to thank the Water Board.
Thank you. And, you know, I really wasn't planning on saying anything, but I do want to follow up on President Polis's comments. I want to thank you. I know I'm thinking the whole board, but I think we would all admit that one of your driving passion is foster youth and special ed. And you keep us on target, all of us. And it's not that we wouldn't necessarily be there, but maybe not with the veracity that we are. And because of you and the board, I think we are on the cutting edge, and we are serving our community to the best of our ability, and we're going to continue to get better. And I just want to personally thank you for being that person on this board. And I really want to thank Denise Knutson, obviously, for her efforts in helping that program continue to develop. Diana Casado, who's not here. And I will just share one quick story, I promise. But I've said this many times. When I first came here and I did my visitation throughout the community, and I talked to every group who would listen to me talk, and I could listen to them. There really was one program that always rose to the top. It wasn't a deep concern, but, you know, we love the district. We love everything. But, you know, we do have some special ed concerns. And the board supported me in bringing in some key people to really start turning that program around. So I want to thank you for that recognition and just assure you that we will continue to have one of the finest programs in the state and go to CSBA next year, yeah, and maybe please do a Golden Bell and so on and so forth. Oh, and by the way, I do want to commend Hearst Ranch, who was up the table talk. Cheryl Lessiker was up in San Francisco with us. And, you know, it's always a little bit of a risk when you do a table talk, because when you go up to these conferences, because there's no requirement to go talk to your table. So I've seen people go up and literally stand there for, you know, an hour and 30 minutes with nobody coming up and inquiring what the program was. But we had a full table, A lot of people inquiring very, very about our program. And Trustee Miranda Jimenez was there in support, too. So thank you.
We did. We even had standing room. I had to take a small group off to the side. So it was really well done. And thank you to Mr. Larkin, who helped Ms. Lessiger build a miniature box. She came up with a miniature planter to show the tabletop people what we were doing here at Hearst Ranch. So that was really good. Really good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for letting her come. That was so good.
Now it's going to be, is there any, do we have any blue cards at this time? Is there anybody?
Sorry, we weren't aware that a blue card would be our first time coming to the
meeting. Okay, if you can stay, step up to the podium and state your name and your residence, then that would be great.
We think we have the kids there. The kids are there. We want the building there.
Normally, we don't enter into dialogue because things are going to be agendized in the future. But Dr. Hinman is going to. Yes,
right.
We understand.
And thank you, President Polis. And I obviously won't get into specifics, but I will tell you about process. So we're very early in the game. Matter of fact, tonight, and please don't feel required to sit and listen, but well, the board will be passing, hopefully, several resolutions, which allows us to set up several committees, several banking bond transfer of funds, equity committees, and oversight committees. The oversight committee is the first and foremost, which we'll set up, which has to make sure that everything we do is by the letter of the law, that we cross our T's, dot our I's, and that we are good stewards of the public money with the projects that we select. The other committee, which we're actually not bringing tonight, but it's the equity committee, which makes sure that everyone throughout the district has input on projects and there's a fairness in the projects. So not that it will be equal, so every school doesn't get the same amount of money, but that there's equity across the district on all sides of the district. We are probably, and I'm just going to speculate, we're probably about 3 months away for bringing anything to the board. So the board, it's all totally fine to come and give your personal input on where you think should go, but at some point staff will sit down and we will look at the projects on the table, and then we will be coming to the board with a recommendation. At that point, these five individuals will make that decision. And I do not envy them, because while you are here supporting West Covina High, there will be those who will be here supporting Edgewood High or maybe an independent site altogether. It's going to be a very difficult road, but as you've heard this evening, it's going to be collaborative, and we're going to do the best we can to support our kids in the district.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Right. Yes, thank you.
Mr. Shoemaker.
Sorry. Right for our district, what is right for our community.
Right.
Started, I joked about, I was looking at things like, from a maintenance standpoint, you look at a lot of our schools, and you walk up to them, and they look nice. You know, it was like, that's going to be kind of a hard sell to go, we've got to do so many things to this building, because if you look at them, you go, well, why? It looks good. You know? And that's what you guys have done. That's why it was easy to say in this campaign that, hey, if you give this to us now, we probably don't have to come back for another 30-40 years, you know, so because you're going to do it right the first time. Maybe you could have done a little bit more last time. We wouldn't have to ask for as much. But, I was impressed with how many people came out, regardless of their political beliefs and things like that, and said, we're going to do this. And I think that shows the leadership, the programs that you've set into place. You have members of the school district are involved in the community. So it's a lot easier when you're a member of the Rotary Club to go to the Rotarians and say, we need your help. And this is why, because you've been there helping them. So it's a little bit easier when you show up and, it's like the old joke, somebody knocks on the door, hi, I'm so-and-so, I'm running for whatever. And, oh, it must be election season. Okay. I don't see you any other time.
Yes.
So I think that makes it a lot easier when you have so many people who are involved in the school district setting up the policy of asking members of the school district. Now you're not asking as a superintendent or a board member or something like that. You're asking as one of the friends or fellow, club member or something. So congratulations on getting all that money approved. Now you'll be hearing from folks like me.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Shoemaker. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, that we'll move on to the business session. Organization. Is there a motion to approve the agenda and consent items?
I have a question.
Yes.
Do the resolutions have to be voted on individually?
No, they do not.
Okay. Oh, so can we add A3, D13, D14, and D15?
Okay.
It's an 8.
D3, D13,
14, and 15. Oh, the first interim report. There's no report. There's no presentation sitting here.
We have staff here.
Yes, but there's no presentation.
Yeah, we got a draft of the presentation in our packet. That's okay with
notes.
If that's okay with staff, because they're here.
So you wanted what?
A3, D13, 14, or 15.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All
right.
So was there consensus on A3?
No. That's no. I have a conflict.
Okay. And then you said?
D13, 14, and 15.
Okay.
I'll get there eventually. D13, is there consensus on keeping that on consent?
I'm good.
Okay. D14, is there consensus on putting that on consent?
Yes.
And D15?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Okay.
I read the report. I had no questions.
I'm okay with
it. It's a good report.
Okay. So is there a motion to move as amended?
I'll move.
Is there a second? It's been moved by Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Daniel Manares to approve the agenda and consent items as amended for the regular meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously. So that brings us to A3. Ms. Miranda Jimenez, you had a conflict.
Yes, I wanted to see if the board would move the meeting of the 10th to the 17th. I will not be back from vacation with enough time. If not, then we have one on the 10th and the 24th. So I don't know.
Does anyone have an issue with changing it to the 17th? Does it? If it's all open, we can have meetings. We can change the meetings if we need the two, which we probably will.
Now, what's it?
Okay. If that's the case, then I think.
Are you back before the 10th? Is that what you're saying?
Back on the 7th.
Okay. Yeah,
maybe the 8th. So.
Okay. We were going to prep materials and have them ready for you next week before most of the schools and everything go on.
Okay.
So
okay. Okay. All right, then we don't
sure,
have
the 10th is
and
fine.
If you're going to be back the 7th or 8th, then we don't need to move the 10th.
Right.
Well
she was
the 8th.
Anticipating being president and doing board prep.
Oh, got it.
I didn't want
yeah.
to be.
No.
Well,
I didn't want to take it for granted, but okay. So then we can, if that's the case, then I can. We can. Then I'm good.
Okay. Are you going to move this item?
I move.
Yes. Okay. I'll second it.
Okay. So it was moved by Michael Flowers and seconded by Eileen Miranda Jimenez to approve that. The 2017 board meeting dates as listed. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Make sure I don't skip anything. Does that bring us to the end?
No. Organizational.
Yeah, the end.
No.
Yeah. Well, the end. That's what I meant by the end. Okay, so this moves to the organizational part of our meeting. Election of board officers. Is there a motion for president?
On motion, following the sequence, I motion Aline Miranda Jimenez is president, which is currently vice president.
I'll second.
It's been moved that by Daniel, and seconded by Michael to nominate Eileen Miranda Jimenez for the office of president. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously. That moves us to vice president.
I nominate Mike Flowers.
It's been moved by Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Daniel Manares to nominate Michael Flowers for the office of vice president. All in favor?
Aye.
It passes unanimously. Clerk.
I'll move Daniel Manares.
I'll go ahead and second them.
It's been moved by Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Eileen Miranda Jimenez to nominate Daniel Manares for the office of clerk. All in favor?
Aye.
It passes unanimously. Designation of board representatives.
I'll leave this presented unless somebody wants to change what they are.
I will, if there's no further discussion. Okay. Daniel, did you move that?
No, I didn't.
Jessica. Okay. It was moved by Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Michael Flowers to designate board representatives to the same posts that they were in last year. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously. That was easy and nice.
Wow. As
it should be, right?
Right, right. That is true. That is true.
Okay, Dr. Hinman.
Thank you, President Polis. I'm going to step up front, if I may.
But I just want to highlight again, I think where you have taken us over the last year really is amazing. If you think about it, our programs are in place, our programs are going forward. Under your leadership, we passed a $143 million bond, which I know was difficult for a lot of people in the community. But again, as Mr. Shoemaker shared, it's how it was expressed, how it was shared. And Trustee Miranda Jimenez, the pressure's now on as to where do we go from here, because as you have already seen through some of our guests, there's going to be tremendous pressure now as to what we do and your decisions in that. So thank you again for me personally. I always hope to have a very positive relationship with the board president. I spend a little more quality time with that person than the rest of the board to kind of make sure that person's stewardship is throughout the district through me. So thank you so much, and if you would come up, and we're going
to... Hang on. I wanted to thank you, and I'm so happy to hear the Foster Care Center has opened under your leadership, because I know how incredibly important that is to you. So what a wonderful feather in your cap. Obviously, it's good for all of our students and the district as a whole, but I know that must be very rewarding. So congratulations to you.
Well, and it could have happened without everybody on this team.
So I'm going to break the tradition and ask the entire board to come down so we can get a photo together with our outgoing board president.
I just wanted to say one thing. This isn't the first time I've been president, but it's the first time I've been president and met with the whole cabinet. And that was quite an experience. And I think you get a better picture of what's happening. So I appreciate Dr. Hinman bringing that forward. And I appreciate Cabinet spending that time with me during prep and with all the presidents. I think it makes a big difference, and it will continue to make a difference in our community for years to come. So thank you.
Okay, so this will bring us to the informational session section. Board member, further discussion, Ms. Shoemaker.
I have mesquite about the fact that as vice president and clerk, we now have two relatively new board members who haven't held office or positions in the board before. And I was wondering, Mr. Flowers will be president next year. Mm-hmm. And so so he gets a feel for what it's like to be the president and what's going to be expected. I was hoping that he would be agreeable to, when you do agenda prep, to sit in on those meetings, get a feel for what it's like.
You stole my thunder, because that was going to be my invitation. That is a best practice that's highly recommended. So I was going to talk to Dr. Hinman about how he felt about that. So I was going to make that invitation, because it is a high-functioning board, best practice. So.
And I didn't know that. I just thought it was a good idea.
Wow, see, you know best practices. Who needs?
See, yeah.
So, Dr. Hinman, would you have
problem? Is it okay with, I don't know, how you feel about it, Ali? I don't know.
She's saying it's good.
She said she was going
to
do it.
Him. Yeah. I have a meeting with Dr. Hinman on Thursday, so I was going to ask him go over some.
But you have to be agreeable to it.
Right.
Too.
You.
It's good. I'm good.
If you're asking my opinion, which I think we are, I not only do I like the idea, I think it's best practice as well. It really helps, again, getting that communication piece out rather than having to read all that documentation. It does give a certain opportunity to come in and hear it firsthand from staff who are the experts in the item.
Right.
So they have greater confidence.
And it's good about continuity, yeah, too, because then you have that background and – for any reason, if the president is not there, the vice president can easily step in.
Absolutely.
And it creates that continuity from one to the next when it's time to step in. So. Yeah.
Ms. Irene Jimenez.
Sorry. Discussion. I wanted Dr. Hinman. Thank you. Well, we were in CSBA. We got a district of choice robocall from Mr. Trevattori.
Ah, yes.
So as part of discussion, I was going to ask, can it please be repeated? Because our schools are going to be out next week on Wednesday, Thursday, whether you're high school or elementary. And that was really good information that he gave. And I love that he promoted what we're doing in our district. Mm-hmm. So that I like that he made that part of the call. The other thing that I was going to suggest is we have a new representative on the water board. And I know that Mr. Tuohy was very supportive of many of our programs. Mm-hmm. He gave contributions with the solar boat that we have at West Covina High, among other things. So I was going to suggest that Mr. Contreras be invited to tour our district and see if we can continue that relationship with the water board, because it has been positive. I know I mentioned it to Mr. Flowers, because he has gone on those water tours and has the relationship with some of the staff. Maybe he can extend the invite, or Dr. Hinman, because we want to continue those programs and we want the support to be there. And it's been very positive with our district. The other thing is, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Mr. Contreras is still a resident of Baldwin Park. I think the zoning changed, the lines changed. So, and if he's not and he's in West Covina, he was long time in Baldwin Park, which means he's not necessarily familiar with what we do here in our district. But that's what I had heard when we were in CSBA, that the lines had changed with the last census. So anyway, so I wanted to suggest that would be good, so that we can keep the programming that we have in place and not lose any funding or support or resources. So that was it.
Further discussion?
Well, the question was asked, and I would like to take advantage of explaining really quickly the District of Choice, of where we're at in District of Choice. It is highly political, and this is something that is political, and there are very strong, passionate people on both sides of this question. I can tell you first, the announcements that went out to our District of Choice parents was no news is good news. Hold tight. That we think that we will have something for you in the early winter months, not spring, but winter months. The other message that went out was an advertisement for District of Choice, which is, if you'd like to come to West Unified School District because we do these things, your window of opportunity is closing for District of Choice, you know, please come forward. The best attorneys that we've talked to believe that even under worst-case scenario, It would be grandfathered through 17-18, so we feel comfortable inviting kids in. But I will also tell you that, and I'm being cryptic purposefully, we've been really asked at this time to let the process play. Let the politicians do what they need to do right now, and we should know something definitive by January 10, if that has any meaning to anyone. So I'll give you another update then.
Okay. With no further discussion, well, dates to remember, December 23rd, winter break, through January 6th. December 23rd through 26th, the offices will be closed, and January 30th. And January 2nd. January 10th is our next Board of Education meeting.
Wow. Next year.
Yes. 2017. We will be adjourning at 8:28. 8:28.
Who'd have thought?